where I will not live in fear. It's Friday. God bless it. I'm Steve Gruber. It's Friday, May the 15th. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know for today. Number three, the war on citizens is ramping up in places where Democrats are losing control of the narrative. And the panic porn is failing. In Chicago, the mayor wants you to pledge allegiance to the New World Order. Seriously. Number two, Senator Richard Burr and Senator Dianne Feinstein under FBI investigation. Both appear to have cashed in big by selling stocks, millions of dollars worth of stocks, before the whole pandemic set in and the market crashed. And number one, the curve has been flattened, but fun with numbers continues. Los Angeles is apparently closed until further notice. What does keep the whole place closed until further notice? The mayor there doesn't seem to think any of it matters. Then, of course, you have some nitwit on Capitol Hill calling himself a doctor, while he isn't, and predicting the darkest winter in American history. He obviously never understood or read The Grapes of Wrath to understand the darkest winters in American history. Maybe Valley Forge would come to mind. The biggest danger is poverty, or maybe stupidity. Depends on the day. Stupidity could be the biggest danger to us today. Cannot be viewed as anything but stupid when you continue to push lockdowns when you know the numbers aren't adding up anymore. Let me give you some examples, if I may. The coronavirus cases in Georgia, Florida, continuing to decline despite business openings. That's been going on for a while now. And remember how they said that Governor Kemp was going to put millions in jeopardy and there were going to be people dying on the streets? Well, that didn't happen in Georgia. And how Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, was told that, well, if you don't lock up now, there's going to be millions of people in Florida that die. Well, that didn't happen either, of course. And in fact, he opened back up and he was told, well, if you do that, there's going to be death and destruction, which, of course, turned out not to be true either. You see, the numbers there continue to come down. Florida declined 14% over the past week. Georgia's average daily cases dropping at 12% over the same period. That's right. The numbers are dropping dramatically in Florida and in Georgia. The same is true in other states like Michigan, where they refuse to lock down. But in California, man, they want to close the beaches and lock up L.A. They do. And then yesterday, you had Rick Bright on Capitol Hill, an alleged whistleblower who had his job changed because he didn't fit in with the administration anymore, up on Capitol Hill complaining about the response from the Trump administration, saying, well, they didn't do this and they didn't do this and they didn't do this. And Alex Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, well, he took exception to all of the things that Rick Bright was saying. And Rick Bright paraded around as some sort of an expert. Because today, anybody who says we must keep everything closed and we must be in fear all the time and we have to have masks on when we drive in our own automobiles, those folks want to hear this every day. It's a steady diet for them, not working anywhere else. But Alex Azar took exception. It's bite number eight with Alex Azar, the Health and Human Services Secretary, saying, Mr. Bright, here's what we did. Everything that you're complaining about was actually done and is being done. Go.
Everything he's complaining about was achieved. Everything he talked about was done. He says he talked about the need for respirators. We procured respirators under the president's direction. He said we need a Manhattan Project for vaccines. This president initiates a vaccine Manhattan Project, diagnostic Manhattan Project, therapeutic Manhattan Project. Oh, and by the way, whose job was it to actually lead the development of vaccines? Dr. Bright. So while we're launching Operation Warp Speed, he's not showing up for work to be part of that. So this is like somebody who was in a choir and is now trying to say he was a soloist back then. What he was saying is what every single member of this administration and the president was saying.
Not sure I've ever seen Alex Azar get that fired up. Everything this guy says we should have done, we did. Everything he's saying we should do, we're doing. What exactly is the complaint, and why does he matter anyway? Don't you love people that put the term doctor in front of the name when they're not actually doctors? I love that, too. They're not actually doctors at all. By the way, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis stating that fears of an impending disaster in his state were far overblown. The models didn't come true. It's one of the reasons he's decided to move over, and it's good news because 14% drop in the number of cases. And that's coming at a time, by the way, when testing has exploded. Let me give you an example of how they're messing with the books in Michigan, where I live. More than 1,100 new cases were reported yesterday, but on the Health and Human Services on the website for vital statistics in Michigan, only 30 new cases were actually reported. The other cases admitted to by the state came from prisons and a compilation of cases over the last several weeks. Exactly what I told people was going to happen. Banking cases and releasing them later to make it appear as if there's been some sort of a spike or a surge, which does not exist, in an effort to keep lockdowns in place. That's happening in Michigan, in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Of course, in Wisconsin, the courts got control of things. Now the governor there says it's the Wild West. People are actually going about their lives. How dare they? How dare they think they can conduct themselves as adults and do as they think is proper? Pennsylvania, more of the same. Michigan, the governor there, Whitmer, will be in court today facing a lawsuit from the legislature who says her powers ended on April 30th, and yet she continues to try to rule with an iron fist. It's now the 15th of May. This was another day that things were supposed to open up, but it was extended through the end of the month. It never ends. It never ends. Meanwhile, being asked about how you get, let's go to Michigan, because asking about how you get to the conclusion of this entire conversation, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, one of those freshman members of Congress that came in 2018 promising to be a moderate. So far, she has not shown herself to be a moderate, but a person that votes along party lines pretty much all the time. Consistently voting along party lines, whether it's impeachment or lockdown, she seems to carry the torch quite well. Well, here she is with Dana Perino, trying to explain Perino's question straightforward. We flatten the curve. So where do we go from here? How do we move forward? It is bite number three with Alyssa Slotkin. Go.
Flatten the curve was the goal. Seems like we've done that. But now where do we go?
Sure. And I think the most important thing for all leaders is to be transparent and to be honest about how you're making your decisions. And you saw the governor start to shift to this in the past couple of weeks, explaining people what the path is and how we know that we can go from one phase to another. I think that's gone well because people just want to know how do we get out of this? Like, what is the next step? I don't envy anyone who's the decision maker in these states, in any of these states, because you have to basically have people's lives in your hands, and it's easy to be the Monday morning quarterback. But transparency is, to me, the way that we get through this in a way that's predictable to people. We all want to get back to work desperately, but we got to know the milestones to get there.
You know, there was a lot of talking there, but she said exactly nothing. She didn't say anything. She didn't answer the question. The question is simple. What are the measurements? And then you have about a bunch of gobbledygook about, well, people want to go back to work and we need transparency, and I don't envy anybody who had to make these decisions, and you know, we're working forward, and we're all in this together, and blah, 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 blah. Answer the question. By what metric do we move forward? We were supposed to flatten the curve. The curve is flat, so's the economy. What next? 36.5 million people are out of work now after yesterday's jobs report that added almost 3 million more to the unemployed ranks. 36.5 million Americans out of work. I think we flattened the curve, all right. 14 after, you're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is mixing it up. Right now, with the purchase or lease of a new Roxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or 3-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Roxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry. This offer is for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com to learn more.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.